show.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu. We're back. Chat with Stu Mack.
Another edition of Chat with Stu Mack. And today's topic is small talk.
This came to my attention through Matt Pajeski, our producer. He pointed to this British author. Her name is Claire Eastham. And she has written a couple books, I guess. But she decided for 1 month to give up small talk. She said that it was causing anxiety. She didn't know what to say, how to respond to people. So she's meaning like the weather. How are your kids? So she decided for 1 month to forego all that. And when she was with strangers, I think she was at a conference or something, she started asking them more interesting questions. And she said it led to some amazing conversations, I can imagine.
Everyone has a story to tell. That's one thing that I've always thought as a reporter and a journalist. I think she's right about this. Small talk can be very damaging to people. And what I mean by that, you know, with someone that may just have a death in the family, you'd be like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
Or like, if something horrible is happening in their life and you already know they're, you know, something going through something, like you don't want to start with, so how about them Cardinals? Or how's the weather today? Really get down on their level and talk with them. Have a real conversation with someone and don't be afraid to put down the weather chat every once in a while.
Well, that's part of it is courage to do it. I mean,
it's a discipline too. It's not something you just do overnight. You know, you have to really work at this. And introverts everywhere are just turning off the radio. I mean, you know, they're like, I will never do that. But you really have to think it's a very unselfish thing to do is to open up and, like you said, have the courage to talk with someone else about something really big going on in their life. I mean, how many times have you interviewed people and it started off small talk and then you got into something huge and you're like, whoa, I have got to know everything about this.
Yeah.
And we drill down and we get to the bottom of it. But what I mean is you're really talking with someone and you're really doing life with them.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Also, listening. That's one area. Pet peeve is people who don't listen.
Just listen.
Yeah, people who don't, they still don't stop talking long enough to listen to what the other person is saying. They miss, especially in interviews, that's like a cardinal sin, not listening. So you have your list of questions, say, and the person's talking, and then they say something really intense and you just miss it because you're not listening. Right. You're waiting to ask the next question or to rebut something that you had in mind already.
What'd you say? I'm just kidding. So I think this is actually a really interesting thing to do. I'm not sure I could go a whole month, but that's some real discipline there to be going up to someone and saying, so, what do you think about the Dow Jones Industrial Average today? You know, I don't know. What are the questions that you would ask somebody besides small talk?
Let me just give you a couple of examples. So, when a barista asked her, how are you enjoying the sun? Instead of talking about that, she pivoted to, I like spring, but autumn is actually my favorite season. What about you? Or another one, a woman was commenting that her kids were out of school. Instead of talking about that, she asked, what was your favorite subject in school? And it led to a conversation about her, this person. So instead of stiff exchanges, conversations became unpredictable and, more importantly, real. She learned about a bartender's successful side hustle as a drag artist, a recent graduate's passion for beekeeping, and the novel a mental health nurse was writing. So you just never know. Like you were saying, everybody has a story. You don't know what's behind unless you ask. Show interest in people's lives.
And sometimes you might find out things you don't want to know. But
that's true.
You could have just left that one in the drawer, you know?
Yeah, right.
I just met you, and this is getting awkward. Thank you so much. But those questions like that, turning the phrase to where it puts it back on, puts the ball in their court to respond instead of just about the temperature, but about something they like or something they dislike, I think it's something that us radio people probably do pretty naturally just because we've been talking with people, having conversations with people for years. I don't know. I think I'm going to pick a week where I just really focus hard on this.
Right. You know? I think it probably brings more meaning into our lives to have deeper conversations. But she said that some people responded with suspicion or awkwardness. like, I don't want to talk to you about this or something like that. But she said at the end of the month, she realized that small talk does have a purpose. It's like a gateway to deeper conversations. And she realized over this month, it no longer caused her anxiety, small talk.
I don't know. Someone who talks a lot, in my case, chat with, I literally have a segment called Chat with Stu May. I mean, so I talk a lot, you know that.
Yes,
but
I do.
I it bothers me when people don't say anything. You know, front-facing people at stores, you walk in, and they don't say anything.
Yeah.
Is that a generational thing?
It's I just think like, some of it is.
Because sometimes it's like, hello, I'm here. But as human beings, we can have the common courtesy to, you know, kick in a little small talk every once in a while, and maybe we can get a little deeper in our conversations, even at the grocery store. You never know.
I don't know how to end this.
Me neither.
Tiny talk.
I don't know. I thought you said Tiny Tim for a second, but you said tiny talk.
Yeah, I said,
I'm sorry.
What's smaller than small talk?
Tiny talk.
Tiny talk.
Oh, man.
Minuscule talk.
Minuscule. Trivial. Like, there's these little things I'll come home with, and Jennifer's like, what has this got to do with anything? You know, I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but I just thought it was interesting. Okay.
There's small talk, and then there's stew talk.
Stew talk. Oh, that's Chat with Stu Mac, baby.